You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast on this Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. I am John B. from gangrenenation.com. We continue our march towards the 2018 NFL Draft, which begins Thursday in Dallas, Texas. Joining us today is Connor Rogers, one of the top NFL draft writers out there. You can read his work on Bleacher Report, and you can also hear him on a couple of podcasts, the Stick to Football podcast and the Stick to the Jets podcast, which deals with our New York Jets. Let's jump into our discussion with Connor Rogers. It, of course, is draft week, so joining us today is Connor Rogers. Connor does a great job. He writes about the NFL on Bleacher Report, and he also is part of a couple podcasts, Stick to Football and the host of the Stick to the Jets podcast. So if you listen to this podcast on one end of your commute on your way to work, listen to Connor's Stick to the Jets on the other end of your commute. Connor, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. No problem. What's going on?
Well, this is a lot of Jets podcast power right here with you joining this show, and you obviously hosting a great Jets podcast on your own.
We're uniting to create the greatest Jets analysis during draft week that we can come up with, right?
Well, that's right, except I think people will be a little puzzled into the speed they can play this podcast at. Last week, I was telling some of my listeners that I stumbled onto this Reddit thread. Somebody sent me a link, and they were asking like what the Jets best Jets podcast was, and a lot of people mentioned yours. And there were some people that mentioned mine, but mine, when people were complimenting the show, it kind of turned into a roast on me, where people, like one guy said, this guy Locked On Jets, even though the guy sounds like he's hungover, and another guy's like, Locked On Jets, even though you have to play it at 1.5 speed. So I don't know. Now if you have to play it at 1.5 speed to listen to me, but you're okay at normal speed, what are the listeners going to do today?
Oh man, that's pretty rough that they did that to you. Hopefully,
these were people saying that this was the best Jets. These were people complimenting me.
Well, hey, listen, you take it in any way, right? Anything to make it in this NFL grind that we're currently going through.
Very true. So let's start at the beginning of the NFL draft. Obviously, Connor, in addition to his Jets knowledge, is one of the smartest draft analysts out there. And lots of rumors flying around out there. What do you think the Cleveland Browns do with the first overall pick?
Man, it's crazy how much smoke that we've really endured this month with the Josh Allen rumors mixing into it, while it's really been Sam Darnold for so long now. And I'm not going to waver from that. I truly think it's Sam Darnold. It's been crazy month because I do think, unlike most rumors, I think there's a chance that Josh Allen goes number one. I would put it at about 5-10%, which is extremely low. If you think back to last year, you know, there was rumors that the Browns were thinking about Deshaun Watson first overall instead of Myles Garrett, and they passed on him twice. So obviously that was a lot of nonsense. So when all is said and done, I think the Browns are going to go with a guy that they feel, while the upside is not as high, the floor is significantly higher in Sam Darnold, like we've thought for quite some time now. And then the draft really starts, at least the mystery of the draft starts, with the New York Giants at second overall.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think this draft gets thrown into chaos if Josh Allen goes number one overall.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, listen, it's an interesting trickle effect, right? When you look at Josh Allen going first overall, then you have to wonder, do the Giants like Sam Darnold enough to completely flip-flop from their strategy of saying, hey, we don't really need a quarterback right now. We're okay with Eli Manning for 2-3 more years. We'll take the highest graded player we have, which would be Saquon Barkley. Do they say, okay, no, there's an exception here. We didn't think there was a chance that Sam Darnold would be here. So did the Giants take Sam Darnold? And then the Jets are sitting there kind of like we've expected for quite some time between, you know, picking between Josh Rosen and Baker Mayfield. Or do the Giants start fielding phone calls for teams that want Sam Darnold? And the Jets did not explore moving up to number two with the Giants. They called the Colts and the Browns instead. Now, would they start to open up that phone line, or would the Bills do something crazy to come up and get Sam Darnold, which I do think they would?
Do you think the Giants would be willing to move that far down, though?
No, I don't think they're interested in doing that. And I think that you have to meet their price, which could be insane. Everybody has a price. And I don't think the Giants have any interest in moving in this draft. Dave Gettleman has a history of not moving down when you look at that. So I think that's really interesting when you factor that in. And I think the Bills would, like I said, have to do something crazy. And when I say something crazy, I'm talking both first-round picks, both second-round picks, and both third-round picks, or both first-round picks and next year's first-round picks. That's three first-rounders or their entire draft this year. So at some point, the Giants, I mean, they can say no, but I don't think they will. But at the end of the day, we're going to find out how much do they really love Saquon Barkley, or have they really fooled everyone, you know, this entire draft season?
And that brings us to the Jets with the third pick. And most people have been expecting for weeks, it seems, that the pick would come down to Josh Rosen or Baker Mayfield. And if you check Connor's Twitter account out, you'll see conveniently Connor's top five quarterbacks, number one Rosen, number two Mayfield. So as far as you're concerned, it seems like this is a pretty good choice for the Jets.
It's funny how the NFL works, right? And I'm not going to sit here on, you know, on my pedestal and be like, okay, well, I'm right and they're wrong, definitely. But I'm pretty confident that Josh Rosen is the most talented quarterback in this draft. And I'm pretty confident that Baker Mayfield is the second most talented and at least way more pro-ready than Sam Darnold or Josh Allen or, you know, is right now. So it's interesting how it works. The NFL looks at things differently. They value character and you know, maturity, which is tough to really evaluate on a 20-year-old, essentially a kid, you can say. So when you look at the film, Josh Rosen is the guy. And there are questions, well, how will he take to coaching? And the injuries are a concern too, but you know, a lot of these guys are banged up. Josh Allen has had shoulder injuries, and I believe Baker Mayfield, you know, had a concussion, and Sam Darnold, he likes to play on the move a lot and takes his fair share of hits. He's got a big frame and takes them well, but at some point you're going to learn the hard way. You can't always do that. So that kind of stuff really gets overblown when you think about it, and I think a team would be – I think Josh Rosen should be the first overall pick in this draft, and this just screams to me one of those things where it'll be like, 3 years from now, how did this guy not go first or second overall? So if the Jets are lucky enough at number three to have him on the board, it just seems like an absolute no-brainer for a franchise that has looked for a quarterback for seemingly what seems like forever now.
And then the other option would be Baker Mayfield. And I don't know about you, but it's been a long time since it just seems like the collective fan base has had so much buzz around one guy, the way this, it just seems to be this fan base.
I agree.
With the Jets is crazy about Baker Mayfield.
I totally agree. I had this conversation actually on Stick to the Jets, which we're literally recording it right before this. I had this conversation on Stick to Football, which, you know, the Mock Draft Monday show, which you recorded before this. It's funny how the consensus builds or the majority opinion builds. I think the New York fans, you know, a lot of them obviously being from New Jersey too, not to just, you know, group them like that, but they do root for the underdog that is Baker Mayfield and the attitude that Baker Mayfield has. And the guy wins. People love that. They love to say things like that. And I think that's great. And I think Baker Mayfield's going to be a very, very solid NFL quarterback. But when you look at Josh Rosen on the field, he does, you know, he just does everything so well, whether it's his mechanics, whether it's every single throw at all three levels with touch. And not to say Baker doesn't do that either. I think that Baker definitely does. Now, do I think everything's as pretty as Rosen's style of play? Definitely not. But he's a guy that always finds a way to get it done. I think his mobility, especially near the red zone, has been so efficient, and he takes care of the football. And, you know, the question is, can you trust him off the field? Which I lean towards that you can, but I totally understand if evaluators are like, this guy is a bit of a loose cannon, and he might love the lifestyle in New York. And, you know, do you want to go to sleep at night worrying if you're going to get a call about what your quarterback's up to? So that's what NFL evaluators look at this and truly wonder. And, you know, is it a guy that's young and has made mistakes and is fully mature now, or is it a pattern? And at the quarterback position, that's the face of the franchise. So what the Jets' decision has to be, are they okay with making Baker Mayfield the face of the franchise? I think that overall they are. I just think that, you know, when you have choices, Josh Rosen is the slightly better option in all this.
You know, the one thing that scares me is I mentioned it's been a long time since I've seen the collective fan base rally around one guy. The only thing I can compare it to would be Mark Sanchez back in 2009. You go back 9 years. So I know two totally different players, two totally different situations, but I guess that's the scarred Jets fan in me worrying.
It's a fair you know, it's not a you didn't make the comparison between the two, but you made the comparison between the situations where you're getting behind a player that you're just rooting for them to succeed in the same kind of way. Listen, I know the Jets fan base is very anti-Josh Allen, even in this case. But if the Jets took Josh Allen, the fans still want them to do well because it's their franchise quarterback of the future. You hope that he is. So it's funny how everyone has strong feelings pre-draft. I think when all is said and done, if the pick is a guy like Rosen, I think the fans, that first touchdown that he throws, will rally behind him just like they would with Baker Mayfield when all is said and done.
Now, I see your number three quarterback, and probably not a guy I'm expecting the Jets to draft is Lamar Jackson. And the only reason I bring this up is because on the mentioned Reddit roast of this podcast, somebody brought up a point where I said I thought Lamar Jackson was the third best quarterback, and the guy said he was at the gym at the time and almost dropped a weight on his foot. So we can also blame you for that, Connor, as well. He may have been listening to Stick to the Jets. And he also may have broken his foot at the gym.
No doubt. I've taken some of that harsh criticism as well. I actually had somebody tweet out to me today, I can't trust somebody's quarterback evaluation skills that has Lamar Jackson over Sam Darnold. And it's funny when you look at it. Like, I have Lamar Jackson, I think, 24th on my board, Sam Darnold 25th. And that's not even hedging anything. It's just a matter of when you're betting on upside, I bet on the guy that's more electric, more of an electric playmaker. And that's what Lamar Jackson is. There's a lot to like. Now, you nailed it where he's not in play for the Jets at three. Just take a look at their visits. They brought in the other four guys, and they haven't had any interest in Lamar Jackson. Manish Mehta, a guy that, you know, has been very plugged in for quite some time now, and no matter what fans think of him, he's been right more than he's been wrong, has said that the Jets will not take Lamar Jackson. And I don't think a team in the top 10 is going to take Lamar Jackson. I think he's going to go somewhere, you know, 14 to 20 kind of range. And he could be a very, very good player. And I think people are really underselling his arm talent. And while he might not be the guy for the Jets, you know, if he gets to sit a year somewhere else, he's another guy in this class that I think is going to be very productive and really fun to watch down the road.
Our guest today is Connor Rogers. So Connor, let's move past the first round for the Jets. And obviously they don't have a second round pick. Who are some guys you have your eyes on in round three?
It's really interesting because this pick matters so much because they're picking third overall and then they have to wait till 72 to, you know, to get back on the clock again, assuming they don't trade back up, which I don't expect them to. And when you look at the team right now, everybody wants an edge rusher. It's no secret. You don't get those guys at the 72nd overall pick, especially in the edge rushing class that really isn't that deep. So I'd be surprised if they went that route. I think they do recognize there's a hole on their defensive line, which is ironic to say after all these years, it's been a logjam. I think when you look at some players across the board, Derek Nnadi is a guy from Florida State that is such a shutdown run defender and can really fit in this rotation really well. I think with Todd Bowles' unit, they're always looking to add cornerbacks. This is a deep corner class. I think MJ Stewart is a kind of a third round corner that fits the scheme. So when you look across the board, there's going to be talent there. The most obvious spot, though, to me, is the interior offensive line. Now, they went out and made some signings there. You got Spencer Long, you got Travis Swanson. How reliable are those guys? They both have injury history right now that you really can't rely upon. So if a player like Frank Ragnow, who to me is a first-round talent but was hurt this year, if he's there at 72, that's your no-brainer pick. Or a guy like, you know, Austin Corbett from Nevada, a guy that's a really, really impressive guard. I think the Jets are willing to ride it out this year with James Carpenter and Brian Winters, but I think for the sake of scheme, they might be looking for guys that fit more of what the run game is going to do right now. They're probably going to implement more of an outside zone approach. So they might be looking to change their guards for the long term, and maybe they take some guys with upside on the interior line in rounds three or four to really look ahead for not 2018 necessarily, but probably 2019.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot now, and I'm not going to ask you to tell me that anybody – picked on the third day is definitely going to be a good player, going to have a long career. But can you give me a name or two of guys you have your eye on who you think have the potential to really turn into something who are probably going to be picked on the third day of the draft?
Yeah, I think one is Nick Nelson from Wisconsin. He started his career at Hawaii, transferred to play his last year at Wisconsin. He's a cornerback that he just gets it done. He was right at the top of the country in pass breakups. Didn't have an interception, ironically, but when you have a nose for the ball like that and you're patient in coverage and you can play in the slot, there's a lot of value there. Now, ironically enough, I believe he partially tore his meniscus in workouts, so he's going to be out for the next 4 months, which is why I bring him up on day three, because he probably locked himself into the third round after how good he's been and how after he tested, you know, better than expected, that was a big question. How much of an athlete is he? How fast is he? And he passed all the thresholds. So the injury pushes him probably into the fourth round now. And when you look at Nick Nelson, though, he's going to be a player. And if he's ready for camp or not, at some point of his career, he's going to be a player. And this is a Jets team that you look at Buster Skrine, and I think Buster Skrine gets knocked a lot more than he should. I think the fans are tough on him. It's not easy to play slot corner. Todd Bowles leaves him hung out to dry a lot. But at the end of the day, he's not a long-term part of this future in that 3 to 5 year window. So they're looking for a slot corner, and he's someone that makes a ton of sense. When you look at the tight ends, they let Austin Seferian Jenkins go in free agency because they felt like his role was a blocker and a red zone guy, and they didn't want to put any money on that. So you look at this class, and there's plenty of guys, whether it's Tyler Conklin or Durham Smythe or Chris Herndon and, you know, Ian Thomas from Indiana. The list goes on. Ryan Izzo from Florida State. So you look at the day three tight ends, there's a lot of talent there that can do those two things. Those guys can block and those guys can factor in the red zone with soft hands and size. And so when it comes down to it, the Jets are actually in a position in this year where some of their needs actually have depth in this draft class, where on day three, you can maybe find an impact player or two, which is not easy, but achievable.
All right, Connor, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule at what is obviously a very hectic time for you.
Oh, no problem at all. Not a problem.
And thank you for listening today. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, subscribe. You can do so on iTunes or Spotify, and we will deliver this show to your device automatically each day. Hope you have a great Tuesday. We will be back again tomorrow to talk more Jets and more NFL draft.